Hello, this is Ken Miller, the host of the Hall of Fame podcast, brought to you by One Truck America. That's onetruck.us. We have an emergency podcast today. More than half the ports are on strike. That is from Boston all the way around the Eastern Seaboard to Houston. We're going to get into what does that mean to you, the consumer, what does it mean to you in the trucking industry, how long we think this will last, and just overall analysis from myself. So welcome to the Hall of Fame. This is an emergency podcast, the Hall of Fame, of course. As you guys must be aware, several ports had went on strike last night at midnight. Actually, every port on the East Coast, starting at Boston, coming all the way around to Houston. And what's really, so we're going to dive into that and try to give you some background, how it affects you. There's a couple of things just to know about this. The union that represents the longshoremen and workers at the port is the ILA and their negotiation with the U.S. Maritime Alliance. So there's always been some issues between the ILA and the Maritime Alliance. One of the major issues is they believe they made a lot of money during COVID that has not been passed on to the workers at the port. Another big sticking point with them is in the Maritime Alliance, there's seven companies. None of those companies are U.S.-owned and based companies. And one of them, China Shipping, is a Chinese company. So I think they wanted part of this strike. I think there's certain things they wanted. But I think they also wanted to bring some things to light that I don't think the general public is aware of. And that was part, I believe, that I knew a lot of people thought the strike was not going to happen at midnight. I said, they are going on strike. Now, how that long that strike lasts, we will dig into that. And I even have a letter here. They had offered them, so the Maritime have offered them a 50% increase over 6 years. So it's a pay increase, 50% to be structured over 6 years. They've offered to triple the amount of money they put into the retirement plan. And they offered an increased health insurance. And also, they were definitely some argument around automation versus sub-automation. As you know, the more automation you get, the less people you need. So they put a pretty strong offer, I thought, on the table. But I think there was more at play here outside of getting the word out with some problems they're having with the Maritime Alliance as a whole. So basically, what does that cover? That covers from Boston all the way around to Houston. So Boston, New York, New Jersey, Baltimore, Norfolk, Savannah, you go all the way around. It covers all the ports that have ILA workers. Okay. So needless to say, we had a couple of things that hit the news this morning. And it says, so what does this cost in the United States public as a whole? So JP Morgan said this impact is about $3.8 to $3.58 billion a day in impact. That's a huge amount. And he says, well, what does that mean? If you think about the amount of boxes, 40 footers, 20 footers, and different type boxes that leave the port within a day, all of that now is not leaving the port. And the ships are still coming. Some of these ships get here, takes 22 days, 18 days, 27 days to get here. They're on this sea heading this way. So they got to get into port. They got to unload. Obviously, at some point, you have to stop some of them offshore and let them just sit there until they can get something negotiated in order to bring these companies in. Now, I don't believe that this will wrap up in a day. But just, you know, who does this affect? So we're talking about container ships, you know, that has containers at 20, 40s, et cetera. Car haulers are affected. What are not affected are oil tankers and cruise lines. So if you go on a cruise, this doesn't affect you. You don't have to worry about it. And the oil tankers are definitely not affected by the port strike at all. So what could you see? So if you think about the first week, if they strike for a day, you're not going to notice anything. What you're going to have is it will take a week for the port to get back to normal operations, just with the trucks going in and out and then digging themselves out and unloading the ships and things of that nature. the problem runs into if this lasts a week. If they strike for a week, at that point, you're going to start to see some impact of things that are not on the shelves and things of that nature. Now, remember, they're probably a week supply of whatever that import good is sitting in a warehouse somewhere. So it's not going to affect day one, not going to affect day two, not going to affect day three. But what you're going to see, the deeper you go when you hit 7 days plus, I think you're going to have some issues that will start affecting what I call John Doe, the regular guy. And I think at that point, this is going to become a bigger issue. Now, there is, I just want to make sure I quote these things properly here. There is an act that I want to make sure I don't butcher this name here, because they've used this before. There's an act that the president could have enacted to stop this, and he just says that he's not getting involved. He will not invoke the act, and he basically wanted to work it out on his own. That's great, but if this thing drags on for a while, weeks, we could have a problem. Now, with that said, there are some customers and some stores, as you may think, that you're buying from that's imported, that have planned for this. Remember, this is a six-year contract that they knew was running out at the end of September. So they have pre-ordered ahead of time and have got it through the ports. So some of these companies may be sitting on more than a week's supply. So you may not see a problem in a week. But again, I don't know how many companies were that proactive, but I've heard that a lot of large companies were that proactive. So they may be sitting on 2, 3, 4 weeks worth of supply for certain items. So it may not affect it as much as I may think in a week. And we're really not going to know that until we get to that point. A couple other things I want to make sure. And listen, the reason I'm really referring to my notes, I want to make sure the data that I give you is exact and accurate. And so I just want to make sure I don't misquote anything, because this is very, very, very important. One of the major issues in October is Christmas season. Christmas season is one of the largest import time for retailers. And what you're seeing is you're going to see a lot of delays when you talk about some of the things that people want for Christmas. Because normally in the shipping industry, from about September to Thanksgiving, you get tons of things being shipped in. If it's not here by Thanksgiving, it's not going to hit the shelf in time for Christmas. So you're in the middle of that season, which is a huge disruption overall, as far as getting it on the shelf and things of that nature. So strain on the supply chain. This is nothing new. You go back and look at the COVID shutdowns that caused a huge strain. The Suez Canal, the blockage when that container turned sideways and blocked the Suez Canal, and what that did to us. And also the Houthi rebels attacking people in the Red Sea, which is forced containers to divert around Africa, which adds some, I think seven to 10 days to a normal travel. And then now you have this. And all this is telling you is how delicate our world supply chain is. One hiccup can cause major issues. And when you're talking about shutting down the amount of ports that have been shut down due to this, I think you definitely realize you have an issue. Now, I don't want to confuse the ILA with the West Coast. Like the West Coast Union is ILWU, and they negotiate with the Pacific Maritime Association. And if you're paying attention, they just came to agreement a couple of months ago, maybe a little longer on their agreement. So it doesn't affect the West Coast port. So there's some people that are planning ahead. They have diverted freight to the West Coast or using the Panama Canal to get to the West Coast. But the West Coast cannot absorb all of that. We're talking about with these ports down, 50% of the imports are not coming in. The West Coast cannot pick up 50 more percent in volume and be successful. That's not possible. That's not going to happen. But I wanted to put a different, so you don't understand the difference between the ILA, which is basically the Gulf Coast and the Eastern Longshoremen, versus the ILWU, which is the West Coast port. So I thought it was important. So there are about 25,000 to 50 members of the ILA that will participate in the strike out of about 85,000. That's what I was told. I don't know though those numbers are accurate. When I looked at the news this morning at 5, there was a lot of people standing out on those picket lines. Some other causes can we think about? Shortage of goods. This goes more in a week, 2 weeks. You definitely have shortage of goods. And if you have shortage of goods, you're going to have inflation. Because if they have very limited amount, they're going to raise the price since it's become a scarce item. You saw this when the shelves were empty in COVID, and some of the just pure manipulation of price where people were charging $10 for about hand sanitizers and disinfectant and things of that nature. So I'm hoping we don't get there. I'm hoping this thing does not go more than a week, and then we don't have to worry about most of this issues that I've listed today. I'm gonna make sure I didn't miss anything else. All right. Okay. And also some of these companies will start using air freight. Just realize air freight is a lot more expensive, and it doesn't carry the amount of, it can't carry the weight at a higher price. So important goods like meds and so forth can use air freight, but I guarantee you they're not going to just eat that cost. That cost is going to be passed on to the consumer at the end. So with that said, that's really what I wanted to cover today. I wrote two articles, one prior to the strike, and then I wrote one at 5 this morning after the strike, just giving you a feeling, and all this data that I have is there. The links to those articles, they're on One Truck America, and we will also link them somewhere in the YouTube, and definitely on the post that we're going to put on One Truck America's webpage. I think it's important for you to understand this. This is not just a trucking, transportation, shipping issue. This will be an issue for everyone in the U.S. If this lasts more than a week. Let's hope it doesn't. And I won't need to do any more emergency podcasts or any more articles. And this thing ends here real soon. But I think the ILA wanted to really point out some things that they have concerns in their alliance that they are negotiating with, and the amount of money this alliance have made, and point out who the characters are within that alliance. That's the feeling I've gotten from talking to an insider this morning. So with that said, this is Ken Miller from the Hall of Fame, and I hope you enjoyed this emergency podcast. And please check out some of our other episodes. We have 13 episodes loaded. Please check them out. And we have much more coming after that. Have a great day.